Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Back. Welcome to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being involved, being engaged, doing something other than yelling at each other. Don't be yelling at each other. That doesn't work. Never does. Always appreciate the time you're spending with me, for real. All right. The upcoming, you know, it's just amazing. Curtis Ellis is going to join me. He's the executive director of the American Jobs Alliance. We're going to talk about whether it's time to get out of China or not, right? I mean, seriously, they have been beating us. I mean, I know Joe would like to tell you and get you to believe, you know, Uncle Joe. He wants you to believe that, you know, we're going to eat their lunch. Remember that? There was no way they were strong enough to get in our way or anything. We were going to eat their lunch. And look at what they've done. Right now you've got 16 of the 17 intelligence agencies telling us that this virus actually did start in China. What's mainstream media going to do about that? Remember, they were making fun of Trump. But it is. It's time to get out. They've stolen our manufacturing. Yours truly, who used to have a computer company, when we would buy software, if we bought software from China, and we stopped buying it after a while, 8.5 out of 10 times it was pirated. They would find ways to get around the licensing because you don't require, you know, they don't have copyright in China, and they would just steal anybody's software, right? I mean, when you think about what's going on with COVID-19, and we have to be careful too because they're pulling it everywhere. We had two more videos pulled because they were misleading. I simply asked the question, you know, what happens if we don't have a virus? What happens when you get the virus, right? Or you know, the vaccination, how do you know it works? Especially if you go, well, you remember the FDA for years said, you know, we need more time, it's dangerous to give people drugs, but in this case, we can give them drugs. Right? They can have some of the drugs. This is just nuts. You know, so anything to do, I mean, there are millions and millions and millions of views on the positive COVID stuff. Not so many on the negative. You know, I ask stupid questions, too. I mean, I just want to know, if we're going to report how many died, why can't we report on how many survived? If we're going to report on how many tested positive, how about we report on how many were tested? Stop there, right? Wouldn't that be good to know? If 1 million were tested and 65,000 came up positive and 50 died, you know, no deaths are good, but that sounds like it's not too bad of a number to me. Just saying. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Wingman from Moses Lake, Washington. Always appreciate when you guys call. What's up with you tonight?
Joe, you got a great show that opens the door to any possibilities from right-minded, patriotic thinkers that are trying to figure out what should we do. Is this a Paul Revere moment? Is it an Alamo moment? Certainly, it's a moment for all of us patriots to stand up. I mean, if you take a look at the only good thing that came out of Comey, that his arrogance has so defined the epitome of an underhanded arsonist to our society. He was a tool of Khrushchev who said, "We will bury you from within." So I think that now my question to you and your listening audience is, tell me the top, you pick them, 3, 7, 11, 21, top names in what we understand as our government as being part of the deep state. I'll sign off and hopefully you get a lot of call-ins and let's start a movement to take our country back.
I agree with that. Thanks for listening. I really do appreciate it. And it's a great point, you know. I mean, seriously, these guys played us. And I've said this before. The most trusted, think about what these guys did in a very short period of time. The most trusted law enforcement, most powerful too, agency on the planet was turned into a political tool and still is today. By the way, that was on the that call came in on the from a listener from KBSN 1470 AM out of Moses Lake, Washington. Great station. But seriously, when you look at what's going down, and I even go a little further with it, they know better, right? They're smarter than us. They're better than us. They're better educated than we are. They have more common sense than we do. And I agree with them. Look, send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com, or head up on the website where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll, join the chat room. And, you know, we've got all those names. You've got a lot of those people. And I am praying and hoping that A.G. Barr goes after these guys. And I really think he's going to. I've been frustrated like most of you. But I don't know, some of you remember I had Dr. Jeanine Pirro on the show about 5 months ago. And we were talking during the break. And I said, look, Judge, a lot of my people are upset that there's been no handcuffs flying around. And she said, they don't work like that. The attorney generals, this guy is good. And the attorney generals, they want to make sure they have everything lined up. They don't screw anything up so these people can actually go to jail and not get out in technicality. So you have to trust these people. But we still have to make sure that we know who we can't trust. And apparently, when it comes to about 85% of the people at the top of the FBI and some of those other agencies, they're so powerful, so full of themselves. We have to watch it. We have to be careful. So I'm going to see your host. Be back in a few minutes. Curtis Ellis will join me. I'm going to talk about getting out of China. We'll be right back. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But where can you find it? Online at 2020safe.net. The highest quality hand sanitizer that destroys microorganisms and prevents transmission of pathogens. Now available in a 1-liter bottle with a bonus at 2020safe.net. When you order a 1-liter bottle of our high-quality hand sanitizer, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. life. From germ zapping hand sanitizer to immune building nutraceuticals to natural stress, anxiety, and sleep aids, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high quality hand sanitizer with your bonus free 30 count bottle of immune booster. Remember to enter GCN at checkout and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
This is your opinion.
It's a fact.
We are back. No, we're not. I thought I was. We are back. You'll see Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. If you're not part of it, you realize, right? If you're not part of the solution, you're part of the problem. It's really that easy for, it's that easy for me, anyway. You know, when you really look at what's going on with us in China, and I just had a discussion with somebody over the weekend. We've let them get away with this. I mean, you're clear on this, I hope. You know, I love all the people on the left that are just, you know, China's our buddy, our friend, you know, they're not, wouldn't do, no. They don't care about anybody but themselves. If you would just do some history, if you would see how a Chinese, you know, I don't want to use the word spy because it just doesn't sound right, but I guess that's what they are. See, they're in it for the long game. We're not. They move here when their kids are small. Some aren't even born yet. They go to work for the colleges. They're totally funded by the Chinese government. Right? They work in, you know, they work in these colleges. They work on top secret projects or what have you. And all the time that they're waving American flags and they're showing up at our, you know, at the 4th of July parades, all that time, their life belongs to China. So they're willing to give up to get more. They're willing to give up to help the motherland, if you would. We aren't. I can prove that's an easy one to prove. Every time you turn around, we want to run away from a war or a fight. Right? We lose people. People die. And all of a sudden, we decide it isn't worth it. All I got to say is, you know, bless God, thank God that our founding fathers didn't believe that. They were willing to give up life, property, businesses to make sure you and I could be stupid. We'd have a right to do dumb things. Come on, be honest about it. Really what it boils down to. 855 Real Joe, 855. Some of you sitting there go, come on, he's going to do this again. Yeah, I'm going to do this again. Because you didn't get it the first 15 times. Of course I'm going to do this again. And it's getting, I tell you what, it's getting old for me too. I don't understand it. I don't understand why it's so hard for you to figure out how much fighting you have got to do to make a difference. We walk around the conservatives half the time thinking that because we believe we're right, we perceive ourselves to be right, everybody else must have that figured out. Doesn't work that way. That's why there's multiple parties, because we don't all agree the same way. Until you decide to get off your butt and really teach people what this stuff means, we're going to keep losing. I'm not joking, I'm serious. Okay, let me take a breath. 855 Real Show, 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. See, I think that we need to get, watch this, to start World War 17. Don't really care. What we really need to do now, we need to come together and figure out who we let into our country, how we let them into our country, how deep into our system we let them. You heard that we had a researcher that was high up in the Chinese military. She didn't put it on her application for college, because that's the first thing you would do if you were trying to infiltrate a college, right? You would write down all the areas that would cause suspicion, wouldn't you? It's just nuts. It is nuts to even think this stuff makes sense. That's what's even more nuts. So she didn't put down she was in the military. So they recently find out, actually she's been there like 20 years. They find out she's been in the military. Really? And what do you're going to deport her now? A little late, don't you think? I think we should have her hang out. I'm not joking. Have her hang out. Let's find out what she knows. Let's do what they would do to her there. What would they do to an American spy? Female spy? What do you think? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Epstein just never goes away. It's a gift that keeps on giving, apparently. Right now it looks like he's got deep, deep, deep ties to Harvard. Right? Even after he was convicted of those sex crimes. I mean, but they don't care. Academia does. None of that stuff means anything to them. I mean, these are the same people that have Primal Scream Week, where the kids run around naked, right? They're having sex wherever, whenever they want to, because that's just what the human animal is all about. Don't you know that? You uneducated putzes. That's how they think of you. I'm just telling you what they believe about you. And when you're bringing up kids to have no values, no foundation, anything goes, and you accept everything, which is what they're looking for. We did this to ourselves, right? You guys know this. we're in the shape we're in today because of all that free sex, drugs, rock and roll of the 70s. Well, before that, but you know what I'm saying. Right? Dates weren't, didn't mean anything. Ancient history, when they talk ancient history, they're talking back to our founding fathers. And if we can't get rid of that kind of history, then let's paint them as these white supremacist slave owners that didn't care about anybody but themselves. Do you understand that if they really believed that, we would have had a dictator, not an elected president. We would not have a House and a Congress the way we have it, a Senate the way we have it. We wouldn't have had any of that stuff. We wouldn't give people a chance to get more power if they truly wanted to keep it to themselves. Well, they only allowed property owners. Of course they did. To vote? What's wrong with that? Parse it out so that when it comes to property taxes, when it comes to things like that, yeah, property owners should be allowed to vote. Because when you don't own property, why do you care if they raise property taxes on that guy that has 10 apartment buildings? You don't care about that. I think that the taxes should be broken down to the point where you only could vote on the stuff that affects you. Totally affects you. So raising and lowering property taxes, why would I have somebody who doesn't own a piece of property vote on it? When it comes to education, everybody should vote on it, especially if they have kids. You know, I mean, listen, with all due respect to older people who've already paid their dues, you know, when you're 65 years old and you don't have any kids in the system, what are you going to vote to do? No, we ain't giving them any money. Ain't building no more schools. No more teachers. Ain't going to happen. So we'll see your host. This is The Real Side. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. Really. I'm in a good mood tonight. Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You USA Radio News with John
Hunt. Dr. Scott Gottlieb, the former head of the Food and Drug Administration under President Trump, said the continued rise in the cases of coronavirus in many states indicate that the measures implemented to mitigate the spread of the virus didn't work as well as expected.
When you look across the country, it's really a mixed bag. Certainly cases are falling in the tri-state region around New York City. Around the nation, hospitalizations and new cases continue to rise. There's about 20 states where you see a rising number of new cases. Illinois, Texas, Maryland, Indiana, Virginia, North Carolina, Tennessee have a lot of new cases on a daily basis. And so while mitigation didn't fail, I think it's fair to say that it didn't work as well as we expected.
Speaking on CBS's Face the Nation, Gottlieb predicted that by the end of June, the number of deaths from COVID-19 will surpass 100,000 nationally. Currently, the death toll stands at more than 66,000. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Some messed up white people. We are back. You listen to Real Time on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting. Truly being part, and you have to be part of the conversation. All right? You can't just sit there, you know, drooling all over yourself, thinking you've got it all figured out, because you don't. None of us do. So you need to get information. That's a big part of it, is making sure that you're getting information, the right information from the right people. So I've asked Curtis Ellis to join me. He's the executive director of the American Jobs Alliance, and Curtis's recent piece, and if you head up to his website, it's getoutofchina.us, getoutofchina.us. And Curtis, first of all, thanks for joining me tonight. I appreciate your time.
Thanks for having me, Joe. So important.
It is. Listen, I've been screaming about what China's been doing to us for years. I mean, years. And just something, because I used to be in the computer business. And just the amount of, you already know, the amount of software they would steal, the amount of intellectual property they would steal was just crazy. And everybody was letting them get away with it. It just didn't make any sense to me. They've been doing that for decades.
Yep. Yeah, cheating and stealing is their business model. Lying, cheating, and stealing is the business model of the Chinese Communist Party, and they run that country.
Yep. Yeah, you're right. And somehow over the decades, people have been taught, whether it's in school or through the news sources, that China's really no big deal. You know, they're just a great economic engine. They take care of their people. You know, Joe Biden said, really, China's going to hurt us? We would eat their lunch. Well, apparently, they're having our lunch and our dinner. Don't you agree?
Yeah, totally. They are eating our lunch, our dinner. Folks, look at it. They have literally stopped our way of life. Literally stopped our way of life. And what I'm saying is we cannot give them the power to do it again, because they will. This is a dress rehearsal for what they have in store for us. They want to rule the world. I'm saying this very slowly so everyone can have it sink in. The Chinese Communist Party wants to rule the world. And the only thing standing in their way is the United States of America and our allies. But we have seen that our allies are very uncertain. They're fair-weather friends, for the most part, and they have been bought off in many instances. Oh, yeah. And what has China done? They have stopped our way of life. They have shut down, literally shut down our society. You can't go out. You can't go to the park. You can't go to the beach. You can't meet with your friends. You can't open your business. You can't run your life. You can't even go to work. Who did this? China did it. The Chinese Communist Party did it. We have to cut off the air supply to these people. We have to cut off the blood supply to this tumor, which is the Chinese Communist Party. And the way we do that, the blood supply is money. Money, money, money. You know, when President Trump said, we're going to get, China's going to pay damages for this, hooray, amen and hallelujah. But let's remember, folks, any dollar they would give us, and I wouldn't hold my breath waiting for them to pay up, considering, as you just said, they steal our software, they steal our intellectual property. Any dollar they would give us in damages is money we gave them in the first place.
Yep.
Because, newsflash, they don't print dollars in Beijing. Where do they get them from? We give them to them. So what I'm saying here tonight, ladies and gentlemen, boycott China. We've got to spread that message literally and figuratively, boycott China. We have to tell our government to boycott China, to stop sending them research dollars.
Well, wait a minute. Wait a minute. So you want me to stop buying my iPhone and my iPad and my, you know, all my stuff made over in China? You want me to? I'm not going to have a TV set. I won't have,
There are some nice Korean TV sets. Samsung makes some good TV sets.
Do they? Okay. Well, there you go. See that? I get what you're saying. But we have allowed them slowly to take more and more and more control of our economy, more and more control of our lives. And I tell people that all the time. When you think about it, think about the shiver that was sent through the system when they said they weren't sending us any drugs. They were going to shut us down from the drugs that we needed. That was an eye-opener for a lot of people. I've already known that.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's only going to get worse, folks. It's only going to get worse. We have to recalibrate. We have to step back. Now, when I say boycott China, I say go to getoutofchina.us, and you can get the sticker to put on your car and send that message. But with the iPhone, for example, I have an iPhone. I'm not going to upgrade it. That's my choice. Mm-hmm. There are certain things. Look, I live in reality. There are certain things. We are so far down this rabbit hole that there are certain things we don't have a choice. But when we have a choice, let's exercise that choice. But let's send a message to the rest of Congress to stand behind Josh Hawley and Marco Rubio and Ted Cruz and the heroes out there who have a dozen bills to hold China accountable for what they've done. Why aren't any Democrats on these bills? Why isn't Dianne Feinstein backing up? She knows what it's like to be spied on by China. She had a spy driving her around.
Her
driver was a Chinese spy. You'd think she would be a little ticked off about that.
Just ask her. She did not.
Yeah, right.
I mean, think about it. They won't admit to anything. They're not going to admit to any of that stuff. And it was no big deal. The man was with her for 20 years. He wasn't really a spy. I mean, you listen to them, and nothing is a big deal for them when it comes to their side of the aisle.
Right.
You know?
Right, exactly. You know, Jean Shaheen, got to give her credit. She's a Democratic senator from up there in New Hampshire. She's on the bill with Marco Rubio to say, we should stop sending them our pension money. Right? I don't know if you're on to this one, but folks, this is unbelievable. The federal retirement program, the 401k for federal workers and for active duty military, they're getting ready to invest a portion, billions of dollars of our taxpayer, military guys, invest $40 billion into Chinese companies that are making weapons for the People's Liberation Army. It's unbelievable. Boycott China. Send a message. Not anymore, folks. We're going to cut off the blood to the tumor. And get out of China.us.
Well, we owe them a boatload of money. And my dad always said this, and I thought it was a great line, which was, if you owe the bank $5,000, you've got a problem. If you owe the bank $5 million, they got a problem. Right?
Exactly.
And we owe them a boatload of money. It's not like they can come repossess. Well, I wish they would repossess San Francisco. They would probably clean it up. But you know what I'm saying? There wouldn't be any more gun violence in Chicago if they took that over. But my point is, we owe them a lot of money. We can hold back some of those payments. Could we not?
I'm not sure that's the best way, because it might spook the next person next time we try to sell treasury bonds. They may say, well, you know, this week it was China, next week. Better yet is let's repossess some of those houses they bought with suitcases full of cash in Orange County. You know, the sons and daughters of the Chinese Communist Party officials bought all kinds of real estate in California. They bought China Basin in San Francisco. They bought, you know, they bought Orange County. Maybe we ought to consider seizing some of those assets. Or how about Smithfield? Smithfield pork, Smithfield ham, owned by China. Never should have sold it to them. No. We never should have let our food supply be in the hands of the Chinese Communist Party. But we did. But that doesn't mean we couldn't start some action against that. And then we've got some hostages, bears to hold if they start playing funny. Well, we're not going to send you the medicines that you need. It's like, okay, well, we'll just take what you have. The Waldorf Astoria, very nice hotel, a beautiful hotel. It's a very nice hotel you have here in New York. I'd hate to see something happen to it, you know?
Well, again, were you amazed, or did you understand how many people really didn't realize how many tentacles that the Chinese had into our everyday lives?
Really? I'm with you, Joe. I've been talking about this for years, and it's just people are now awake. That is the good thing that's come out of this horrible, horrible pandemic. People are now awake. We've done a lot of polling, and you've seen the public polling from Harris and Pew and Gallup and Schmallup and everybody else. Everybody hates, everybody blames the Chinese Communist Party for this. They know whose fault it is. You can quibble about this one, could have done that.
You're not telling the truth here, because CNN, ABC, MSNBC, ABCDEFG, they all say it didn't originate out of China. So.
Oh, right, exactly. It just came out of Europe or something. By the way, you say tentacles, the tentacles that China has everywhere. Okay, ABC, who owns that? Disney. What does Disney do? Disney has theme parks in China, and they like to sell their movies in China. They also manufacture their little toys in China. NBC, Warner, Universal Pictures, yep. CNN, Warner Pictures, they are all kowtowing
everywhere.
To China.
Hey, because we got to go for break, because we're into capitalism, and I don't get money from the Chinese, so we got to go make some money. So we'll see your host. This is The Real Side. Don't go far. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
This is a pandemic survival alert, and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as $1 a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about $1 a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
What I meant was, if we had a nice bungalow and I came home from work and you were standing by the gate... No, you came home from work and I was standing by the gate. That's more like it.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. But if you want to be text alerted, or alerted by text, the show's coming on, what we're going to talk about, you want to text TRS to 77222. TRS to 77222. I've got Curtis Ellis on the line with me. He's the executive director of the American Jobs Alliance. And... got to head over to his website, getoutofchina.us. We need to get out of China. And, hey, and back to the U.S. Yeah, getoutofchina.us. All right. Curtis, thanks for being with me. Appreciate your time.
Sure. Thanks for talking about this and having me to talk about it with.
Well, we were talking about during the break, I mean, just before the break, you know, again, the ignorance and how much we're dependent on China. I mean, we're talking about drugs, machinery. You know, seriously, they took over our manufacturing, and we need to pull it all back. And you're not going to pull it back unless you start buying local.
Unless you start buying local, and unless you start insisting on it with the with your elected officials, and unless the government starts buying local. Look, there's an executive order just sitting floating around the White House somewhere, saying that the government, when the Department of Defense and the VA and Health and Human Services and Medicare go out shopping for drugs and face masks and all that kind of equipment, they should buy American. Now, yeah. Right there, that would be a nice chunk of change that somebody could pick up by building their factory here in the United States. Say, oh, I've got a customer. It's called the U.S. government. They're going to buy everything I can make. Every pill I can make, they're going to buy. That's an incentive right there. And that can be repeated 1,000 times over. Just the other day, the president signed an executive order saying that you cannot buy Chinese power transformers, these big hulking 500-ton transformers for your high-power voltage lines and for your power stations. Do you realize China was muscling in on that market as well? There is only one U.S. manufacturer of the electrical-grade steel that goes into these things. So we'd be dependent on them to turn on the lights in order to find the pills that they sell us.
Yeah, but that's not new. I've been telling people that for years with the transformers. They're going, look, you don't seem to understand something. The more and more they get into these vital parts of our economy, the more and more we're not going to be able to slap them down or stop them from doing anything. They're going to threaten us, which is exactly what happened when it came to the drugs.
Exactly. And if there was ever push comes to shove over, say, Taiwan, or they make a move on Japan, or whatever else, or whatever it happened to be that they wanted from us, they wouldn't fire a shot. There would be a blackout in Los Angeles. The whole state of California and the entire West Coast would go into darkness, and there would be a phone call made to the White House saying, how'd you like the rest of the country to go dark? No? Okay. Well, we won't tell anybody that we did this. You can write it off as an accident and save face, but just don't move your Navy into the Straits of Formosa.
Yeah.
Deal? Deal.
Well, this is even better because, I mean, people are starting to see now how bad globalism can be. I mean, even Germany started to feel the pinch when China wouldn't send them what they needed either, and they had some of that already. They had some of the drugs that they needed, but they needed more from China. And I'm looking at this saying, if you guys can't figure this out, then you deserve to be flushed. And with all due respect to you, I mean, really, in New York, if you guys keep electing Cuomo and you keep electing guys like de Blasio, you deserve what you get.
Oh, exactly. Exactly. These people are fools. The Cuomo is praising China for sending him some ventilators. I'm sure he never turned them on. They probably don't work. It's just unbelievable. There were flights from Hong Kong to New York, 6-hour layover in Wuhan. That's a great idea. And he could not, at his little daily press briefing the other day, Cuomo could not bring himself to say globalization is wrong. Now, you kind of danced around it, well, you know, it's not right that we have to depend on other places, that we can't even make face masks. But I don't know about this globalization business. Look, globalization is a failure. This has shown the direct result of it, that if we are dependent on other people for we can't even make it ourselves. And then you've got this other brilliant idea, just-in-time inventory, where you don't keep a 90-day supply of anything. You expect it to come in 4 days so you don't have to pay the warehousing costs. You put those two together. It's one thing if you're waiting for your 4-day supply from 40 miles away. It's another thing if you're waiting for your 4-day supply, you know, from 4,000 miles away from a country that's ruled by communist dictators. It's not a good idea. The whole thing's falling apart. And we're finally going to see, I do have faith, Joe, that we're going to finally see some sanity return to this and some manufacturing return to America, some of the production of key ingredients, because whether it's our drugs, our steel, our power transformers, everything that can be made here should be made here.
That's only if they allow Trump to do what he's supposed to do. If they allow the president to do his job, that'll happen. You know, one of the things before we run out of time that you and I were talking about during the break was, and I've talked about this for years on my show, is the Chinese, they're in this for the long run. This is a long game for them. You know, you started off the segment with the fact that they want to take over the world. Well, how do you do that? You plant the right people in the right places. You don't expect to win in 3 years. I mean, these guys have been at this for decades. They're in our colleges. They're in our pharmaceuticals. I mean, they're in businesses all across this country. To your point, they bought a lot of real estate and bringing businesses here. So they are into pretty much everything, right?
That's right, and it's by design. They have the 100-year marathon. 100 years after the takeover of China, they want to take over the world. They want to be the leading power. And they are highly nationalistic. They believe in the motherland. They believe in superiority of the Chinese culture and the superiority of the collectivist values of the Chinese Communist Party. And while we are teaching our kids to be global citizens, and, nationalism is like kind of a dirty word. It's like being a Nazi or something. You want to think of yourself as a global citizen. The Chinese communists are absolutely convinced that their country should be number one because their culture is better. We're teaching multiculturalism, and there really is no difference between all the cultures, and none is superior to the others. They are absolutely convinced that their culture is superior. They deserve to rule the world. And while we're negotiating, until Trump came along, our trade negotiators would sit down at the table and say, now what's good for the global economy? The people on the other side of the table were negotiating a deal that was better for their tribe. Period. End of story. We've got to get back to basics, folks. America is a great country. We have a wonderful culture. We are tolerant. The Chinese Communist Party is not tolerant. If they win, you're going to get online and you'll be behind 1.5 billion Chinese people before you even get a job interview.
No, you're exactly right. I keep telling people, we let stuff go overseas. We don't seem to have a problem with that, you know. And people say, well, you know, it's you know, especially my conservative friends, I really want to slap them around sometimes because they're talking about, again, you know, you don't get competition unless you let it go out to other places. I said, there's no competition when the government is subsidizing your losses. There's no competition
exactly.
When the Chinese government steps up and says, how much is their cheapest? You charge this, and we'll pick up the balance. That's not competition.
Exactly what they're doing. You got it, Joe. That is not free market enterprise.
No.
That is not free enterprise, free market economics. How can you compete with somebody who's trying to drive you out of business and getting government subsidies to do it? I mean, it's basic. And
you know,
go ahead.
So you finish your thought. Go ahead.
Yeah, and how can you do that? And how is it in free market to be doing business with somebody who wants to end free market economics, right? I mean, how is it capitalistic to be trading with somebody who wants to destroy capitalism, which is what the Chinese Communist Party wants to do?
Yep.
That's suicide. That's not free market. That's free, you know, that's free death.
Yeah, this is really funny because when you talk about this stuff, I look at what's going down, I look at what's going on, and I'm saying to myself, there's no way to beat this. When you think about the San Francisco earthquake, when they had to rebuild a portion of the bridge there in Oakland, and the people, the bid from the Chinese was lower than it was for steel we could make here. And I want you to think about something. They had to make it. They had to pour it. They had to put it on a ship. They had to sail it across the Pacific because you can't put these things in a plane, all right? And get here. And it was Chinese people that rebuilt that bridge or that put that steel in. I'm thinking to myself, how can that possibly be?
That's right, because it's subsidized by the government.
That's
They're doing
right.
What John D. Rockefeller did back in the old days. He would deliberately underprice the stuff below the cost of production to drive the competitors out of business. And once he grabbed the whole market, he could do whatever he wanted. He could jack up the price, do whatever he wanted.
Yep. All right, tell people where they can get more information about you and help your cause.
Okay, I write a lot. You'll find it all at the American Jobs Alliance website. That's American Jobs Alliance with a .com at the end. But go to getoutofchina.us. Getoutofchina.us. We got to spread the word. Boycott China. And get involved. You know, I think the best way to get involved is to spread these stickers around your neighborhood. We'll give you a bulk discount, man. We'll give them to you at cost. Just get the word out there, and you'll find a phone number there and email and everything.
All right, don't see your host.
China.us.
Yeah, we're going to put that up on the website, too. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. You know, I got to tell you something. Bill Maher and I agree. We are in 100%
Yay.
Agreement. Buy a lottery ticket. We'll be back in a few minutes. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Perfect.
Hey, great stuff. I, you know, Bill Maher.